Have you ever been duped? Have you ever been fooled or found to be gullible? It's quite possibly one of the worst feelings. But even worse yet is when you're duped or you're gullible or you're fooled and it costs the life of one of your friends. Yeah, that's gotta sting. And that's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Giant Slayer. Hey, listen, man, it's a Monday. Hopefully you made it through the weekend in one piece. Our city was on fire. As many cities, people trying to burn it to the ground for the sake of justice. Don't get me started, but I am going to talk a little bit today about the atmosphere that our cities find themselves in and what we as men of God can do to shift the atmosphere. We're going to get there today. Hang on. But first, thanks for reaching out to me at thedavidalliance.com. Thank you for shooting your emails to me at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. And tomorrow I will be announcing how many of you can hear my podcast now on the radio. We'll get those details out to you as quickly as possible. Thank you again. I will give all the info tomorrow. But I just came off a five-day move-a-thon. I flew to California and I drove. Well, I packed my parents' semi for their house, drove 27 hours to Texas, stayed up another 9, unpacked the truck, and then the next 3 days continued to unpack what I unpacked. It was a whirlwind, and then I shot back to Minneapolis with the craziness going on to get to church and, of course, to protect my family, because that's what it's about. Hey, I see that I am just bleeding off the charts here. I'm sorry if I wrecking your eardrums. I had to reset all my levels being on the road trying to do the podcast, but here hopefully we're back to not killing you in your car as you're listening or on your iPod. Anywho, thank you. So today I want to tell you a little bit about how this message happened. Yesterday, Sunday at church, I showed up Sunday morning, didn't have a sermon, but I had about 25 Bible verses that I was going to just read and have the congregation pray over regarding everything that was going on in our city. And I was aware of it firsthand because when I was picked up from the airport late Saturday night, everything was shut down. There were rioters out, police everywhere. And then Sunday morning during worship, God said, I want you to kneel down right where you're at in the front and pray. And so just humbly kneeled down there and worship prayed, and God gave me this message. Not a new message, but he gave me some insight and I preached it. I want to share it to you this morning because it's really about shifting the atmosphere. And it's a story you know. It's Daniel chapter 6 about Daniel and the lion's den. If you know anything about Daniel, he was, you know, one of the cats, one of the young guys, along with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that was taken prisoner by the Babylonian kingdom as they raided Jerusalem and took the Jews, and they took the best and the brightest of the young men. And Daniel began to serve King Darius and serve him quite well. And Darius really had a great relationship with Daniel. Daniel was like his secret weapon. He could see the prophetic. He could see and hear God. He could, as you might say, look over the fence and be able to tell what's going on in the spiritual world. And Darius was very dependent on him and loved him for it. And then one day, the other magicians, because that's what they called them back then, were so jealous of Daniel that they tricked Darius into having this big, huge ball, this big, huge month-long party. They were going to call it Darius Days. And they were going to worship Darius and party and have all these bands, and it was going to be awesome. And they said, King, if anybody worships anybody other than you during these 30 days, they should be put to death. And King Darius, drunk on his own ego, was like, yes, and he wrote it into a mandate. And immediately after he signed it into this mandate, it says that Daniel went and prayed. So they're all standing there around the table. You see President Trump in the Oval Office signing something. There's King Darius signing it. Daniel's with all the other magicians like, yep, great, thanks. And Daniel, right from that point, goes home to pray, to worship somebody else. And in fact, the Bible tells us that he does it openly, in front of the windows. It's almost like he's sticking his tongue out at everyone saying, look, do what you do. I'm going to serve God. What a great attitude. Not going to hide it. He didn't go back to his place and pray secretly, under the bed, in the closet, under the covers. No, he boldly prayed openly, knowing it was going to come back to him. So the magicians go to King Darius and like, hey, Daniel prayed and worshiped to somebody else. You've got to kill him. And Darius was sick. He had to fulfill this mandate. I mean, you got to give him credit. He manned up. He wasn't going to not do it. He signed this thing. And if he goes back on his word, then he's a weak king. And he said, no, I have to throw him to the lions. And as sick as he was to take the one guy, the secret weapon. I mean, all the reasons he could have been upset, but mostly for his friendship. But then to think of all the insights that Daniel had had, and now he throws him into the lion's den, into the pit. Throws Daniel into the pit. Men, what's your pit right now? There's a pit very close to home right now. It's downtown Minneapolis and St. Paul. It's a pit. Crazy, evil, wickedness going on. And it's wearing a mask called freedom or justice. It's not. It's just evil and wicked. But it's a pit. They throw Daniel into this pit, and these lions were ravenous. They would starve these lions so that before the body even hit the floor, it was torn to shreds. Daniel was going to be the happy meal, and the lions were going to fight over the prize that was inside of him. And in fact, back then, if you read, they'd keep these lions almost starved, and if they had to eat at some point, they'd go out and find some poor sucker who'd broken the law, or maybe broken the law. I mean, they just make something up just so they could find somebody to feed to the lions. So these lions are hungry. And they drop Daniel into the lion's den, and something happens. The lions turn into kittens. They don't touch Daniel, not a hair on his head. He doesn't even get licked by the lions. He's in there all night. When Daniel was dropped in there, he probably landed on the lions and wasn't hurt. Because something inside of Daniel shifted the atmosphere. Where Daniel was, things shifted supernaturally to change everything. Have you ever had someone walk into the room and because of who they are, the atmosphere shifted? I was at a gym in Dallas 2 days ago working out, and lo and behold, stepped right up next to me to start to work out was Branch Warren. If you don't know who he is, Google a picture of him. You want to talk about shifting the atmosphere? Lethargy, laziness, it was gone. Intensity, off the charts. Everyone there. Daniel shifts the atmosphere supernaturally that these cats don't even touch him. And by morning time, Darius is sick to his stomach. He runs to the cave and he yells into the cave, Daniel, Daniel, was your God able to save you? What's he asking? What's the king really saying? What's he saying is this, Daniel, does your Christianity work? Does it really work? Look, if your Christianity doesn't shift the atmosphere, if it doesn't change a place when you walk into it, you need to take a long, hard look at your Christianity. And Daniel answers, O King, mighty King, long live the King. He's blessing the King. This is the man who had to kill him, who had to sentence him to death. And Daniel goes around and blesses him and says, not to worry, I am alive. And why? Because I'm blameless before God. Why did he shift the atmosphere? Because he was blameless before God. He said, I'm found innocent before God. I'm fully committed to Christ and his cause. There's no pet sin. There's no religious or rules in my life that I have to base my walk on. We are men. Listen to me. We are innocent before God because of Christ's work on the cross. Look, you might have some sins you're struggling over, but in the sight and in the eyes of God, you are innocent because of the righteousness, the righteous robe that Christ put on you because of his death and resurrection. When you accept his forgiveness, you accept his innocence, you accept his forgiveness, you accept his righteousness, and unless you fully understand that, you won't understand the power you have when you walk in somewhere and you shift the atmosphere. We as men of God shift the atmosphere and we live a truly dynamic, supernatural walk because of who Christ is in us. You don't believe me? Try it. Believe it. Live it. This is Garth Ekman with the David Alliance. Thanks for rating the podcast and sharing the podcast. And until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.